Imagine writing a check for your groceries,
Right.
logging in your trusty paper register and feeling like you're completely on top of your budget.
Right. Yeah.
But then, like 3 weeks later, that check finally clears on the exact same day your electric bill is automatically pulled.
Oh, the absolute worst.
Yeah, and suddenly you're hit with a $35 overdraft fee because of, well, a timing blind spot.
Yeah.
So today our mission is to help you upgrade your financial toolkit. We're doing a deep dive into an insightful guide from the NCOA and Bank of America.
Exactly. And we're basically talking about trading in your horse-drawn carriage, which is that paper check register for a high-speed sports car, meaning online banking.
Yeah.
Because that timing issue you mentioned, that's just the daily reality of analog
And a
banking.
lot of us hold on to that paper register, right? Because it's tangible. You have the math in your own handwriting, which just feels safe.
Sure, it's familiar.
But relying entirely on physical banking introduces a lot of unnecessary friction. You're battling bad weather or navigating mobility issues just to get to a branch before they lock the doors at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and there are physical vulnerabilities to consider too. I mean, mailing a physical check is kind of like sending cash in a clear envelope.
Oh, wow. Yeah, anyone can just grab it.
Right. Criminals actually use chemicals to wash the ink off stolen checks.
Wait, really? They wash the ink?
Oh, yeah, check washing is a huge problem. They wash the ink off, rewrite the payee and the amount, and then just cash it.
That is genuinely terrifying.
It is. But switching to online banking fundamentally shifts that risk. Your device, whether that's a smartphone, an iPad, a Chromebook, it becomes a remote encrypted teller window.
And setting it up doesn't require jumping through hoops or getting special permission, does it?
No, not at all. If you have an account, you automatically have access to these digital tools. Plus, banks build in accessibility features. So if you deal with vision or hearing loss, you can navigate your account using screen readers or voice commands.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate for a second here.
Go for it.
Isn't a really meticulous handwritten checkbook ledger just as reliable if you're careful?
Well, no, because of what we call the clearance gap. Your handwritten ledger simply cannot verify when a deposited check actually clears, right? Or when a mailed check is finally cashed.
Oh, so that's where those accidental bounce checks come from.
Exactly. And Jessica Johnston from the NCOA points out that online banking completely eliminates that gap. It gives you immediate real-time balance visibility.
Right, you aren't guessing. You know exactly what funds are actually in your account.
Yeah. And with that real-time data, you can actually reshape how you organize your money day to day. You can categorize transactions as they happen.
Like tagging incoming money as Social Security or a pension.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And grouping expenses into buckets like utilities or housing.
It removes so much mental math. You're not flipping back through pages of a ledger trying to remember if a trip to the pharmacy was a necessary medical expense or if you were just picking up a birthday card.
Totally. And it completely changes the mechanics of saving, too. You can set up automatic transfers to move money into a savings account the literal moment your pension hits.
Put it out of sight before you can spend it.
You got it. And you can configure autopay to handle fluctuating bills like a credit card, so the exact amount is pulled automatically every month. You literally never miss a deadline.
But, okay, because you now have all this real-time data on a device you carry everywhere, the natural fear is, what happens if that device gets compromised? If the money is instantly accessible, aren't you way more vulnerable to scammers?
It's a very valid concern, but banks protect your account using encryption, which scrambles your data into an unreadable secret code over the internet.
Oh, okay.
They also use pattern recognition algorithms. So if you normally buy groceries in Ohio and suddenly someone tries to buy a $1,000 TV in
But the
Paris,
system recognizes it.
right, it spots the anomaly and freezes the transaction instantly.
So the bank basically builds a massive digital fortress. But, I mean, you still control the front door.
Yes, security is a shared responsibility. You have to be vigilant against phishing.
That's when scammers send fake emails or texts pretending to be your bank
Right.
to trick you into handing over your password.
Exactly. And the guide explicitly warns about password reuse. You cannot use the same password for your bank that you use for, say, a digital newspaper or a movie streaming service.
Oh, because if the streaming site gets breached.
Yeah, hackers use a tactic called credential stuffing. They use automated bots to test those exact same email and password combinations across major banking websites.
Wow, so if you reuse that password, you just handed them the keys to your financial vault.
You really did. That's why, following Johnston's rule of thumb, you should make it a habit to log in and check your balances once a week.
Just a quick check-in to ensure everything looks right.
Yeah. By making this transition, you bypass the friction of the local branch, you kill the clearance gap, and you take control of a highly secure, real-time digital budget.
You really go from guessing about the mail to knowing exactly where every dollar is at any second. But, you know, here is a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If digital banking gives us perfect, automatic visibility into our accounts, will physical budgeting methods, like the cash envelope system, eventually just vanish completely?
That's a fascinating thought.
Right. And if we never actually hold our physical money again, how will that change the psychological weight of spending a dollar?